As John George remembers it, the Detroit neighborhood he grew up in was straight out of Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life. "We knew all our neighbors," George, 60, told Detroit's Metro Times. "On Christmas Eve, we'd all go to midnight mass, and there'd be 300 people in our house at 1 o'clock to about 5 in the morning. The folks were just really good, hardworking people." By the 80s, however, the old neighborhood was more Pottersville than Bedford Falls. Due in part to economic downturns and a nationwide drug epidemic, well-kept homes had been abandoned and kindly neighbors had fled to the suburbs. But not George. "Living in any city, it's like being in a relationship," he told Reader's Digest. "Some days are better than others. But it was my home, and when I saw it deteriorating, I had two choices. I could leave, or I could stay and fight. I decided to stay and fight." When the abandoned home behind his turned into a crack den, the father of two grabbed some plywood and nails and began boarding up the house. After two neighbors stopped to ask what he was doing, they decided to help, with great results. When the drug dealers came back, they turned around and went home, says George. That's how it all got started. It is Detroit Blightbusters, or DBB, an organization of civic-minded volunteers dedicated to reviving the city they love, one abandoned house, one vacant lot, and one garbage-strewn park at a time. In the 30 years since that first home rescue, an army of approximately 182,000 volunteers, along with corporate and private donors, has helped George demolish around 300 derelict homes, mostly in the poorer northwest area of Detroit. They've also secured 400-some homes by boarding them up, thus keeping bad actors out. They've painted and renovated nearly 900 homes and built over 100 from scratch. According to Forbes, more than 1,000 Detroiters have been housed as a result of DBB's work.